And once again, your father's late.
It's only 5 past, Mom.
What time did you tell him to be here?
6 o'clock.
Matthew, you should already know by now. You want your father here at 6, you tell him to be here at 5:30.
I know the code, Mom. I was just translating for you.
Do you have any conceivable idea where he might be?
I don't know. Somewhere between his house and here?
Don't be flip.
You asked me a question I couldn't possibly know the answer to. What else was I supposed to say?
A simple no would have sufficed.
No.
Text your brother. He's more likely to respond than your father will.
Sure.
The basket of candy's all ready for the trick-or-treaters.
Where is it?
Never mind. If I tell you that, there won't be any left for the kids.
Lisa, I just want one little bag of M&Ms. You can even watch me.
I knew you'd try to use that argument. Here you go. One little bag of M&Ms.
You're good. But, these are plain. I wanted peanut.
Suck it up.
You don't play fair.
Nope.
He says they're parking right now.
I can only imagine the present that your father will undoubtedly bring for Jordan today.
Well, he wouldn't be Mark if he didn't do that.
You say it like it's a bad thing, dear.
Now, Alice, you know you don't mean that.
50-50. That's about all I'll concede.
And we're here.
Thank heaven for small favors.
Hello to you too, Lissy.
What's in the bag? As if I didn't know.
I'm glad you asked. Where's Jordy? I've got the perfect Halloween costume for him.
He's taking a nap, and he's not even 2 months old. Who's going to see him in costume?
Well, I will. You and Lisa. Davey voiced some interest.
If whatever qualifies as interest, then I guess I did.
The jury's still out on whether Lissy will want to see it.
Mark, how long have you and I been divorced?
Nowhere near long enough. What's your point?
You'd think by now you would have given up on the pet name.
You're welcome to think that. Now, where is my grandson hiding? Never mind, I will find him.
Mark, he only just went down. I don't want him to be up all night.
Don't even look at me. I've been dealing with him all afternoon.
Do I want to know what the costume is?
No.
I didn't think so.
I swear your father calls me that just to get on my last nerve.
I'm sure.
If it's any consolation, Mom, I can totally relate. Tommy's been going through a laundry list of pet names for me to approve, each one getting progressively worse. At this point, I think he's doing it on purpose.
Like what?
Oh, no. I'm not going there.
At least give me the last one.
Oh, fine. Snuggle Muffin.
Wow! I am so using that on you going forward.
So you want me to beat the crap out of you then?
How about Snuggles for short?
Yeah, come over here and say that to me.
Must you two do this right now?
Did you like it better when we never talked to each other?
It was certainly quieter.
My mother, ladies and gentlemen.
David, why don't you simply come up with a name of your own for him to use?
That didn't seem to work all that well for you, Lissy.
Matthew.
Actually, I do have a name all picked out for him to use. And I know he'll like it, too.
You gonna tell us?
Really? After threatening me with Snuggles, you think I'm going to tell you now?
Good. You're getting smarter. What's with the book?
It's Tommy's journal. It arrived for me yesterday, Saturday delivery.
Well, that's random.
It's big. That's what it is.
Have you opened it yet?
I'm afraid to. It's everything he's been thinking since his birthday, including the scary times.
Well, Halloween is the time for frightening things.
And here's Jordy.
Oh, dear God.
You dressed up my son like a burrito.
Oh, not just any burrito. The super spicy Jordito Grande.
Suddenly Tommy's pet names don't sound so bad, do they, Dave?
Putting Two and Two Together. Season 2. Episode 45. California Screamin'.
Putting Two and Two Together. Saturday, September 4th. Dear David. This is my first entry in this thing, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I hope you realize I'm only doing this to humor you and Walter. Right now, you're on the stairs playing the guitar like you've been doing since we got together. It's a very comforting sound, which is something I really need these days. You ground me in ways that I never thought possible. You make me feel loved, which is a new experience for me. I don't know if I'm ever going to get used to it. I hope I will, and I hope you will always feel the same way about me. You know what? I think I'm going to take this opportunity to write to you in every entry and tell you what I'm feeling. I don't know if I'll ever let you read it. I guess it all depends on how embarrassed I feel afterwards. So, if you're reading this right now, it either means that I really, really love you. Or you're reading something you shouldn't be, and I'm going to be pissed at you if I ever find out.
There you are.
Sorry. I ducked in here for a little bit for some quiet.
Well, aren't you the privileged one?
I just wanted to read an entry or two in this. I honestly didn't know what to expect.
And now that you've read some?
I only read the first one. For lack of a better term, it's a book of love letters to me. Of course, we were fighting for a bit when he got out of the hospital, so who knows what those will be like.
Yeah, that could be tough.
Matt, during that rough patch, I can't tell you how tempted I was to read this to figure out what was going on in his head.
I hope you never did.
Never. Even with his permission, I feel weird.
I can imagine.
I need you to hold me accountable for something.
I usually do.
With the book, there was a letter. He said he wanted me to read this journal before he gets here. Oh, that's another thing. He told me he'll be flying out near the end of the week. He'll know specifics once he finalizes the tickets.
He's feeling better then?
He says he is. I hope that's true. I wasn't going to argue with him.
I suppose we can all yell at him if he isn't.
At the very least.
So, about me holding you accountable?
He gave me strict instructions not to look at the last page until he gets here. I need you to make sure I don't.
How am I supposed to do that? Watch you while you're reading it?
No, I won't lie to you. You just get to make me feel miserable if I do.
I think I can handle that.
I have no doubt in my mind.
Do I get to look at the last page, though?
No.
It's not like Tommy said I couldn't.
Actually, he did. And I quote, "Do not let your parents or Matt read the last page either, and especially don't let Lisa. And in case you try and think of any other loopholes, no one else is allowed to look at the last page, period."
He's thorough.
Yep.
Should we tell Lisa she qualifies as especially?
I'll let that be your call.
Oh my god!
Oh, nice shot, Jordy!
All over my new blouse.
What's going on out there?
Jordan just spit up on your mom.
Great.
It's kind of funny, actually. Coming from the little burrito, it looks like guacamole.
Wow.
And you were feeling guilty about moving.
Anthony, fancy meeting you here again.
Rachel, hi.
I'm here for the quiet. What's your excuse?
I figured I needed to get out of the apartment to do some research. Not to mention, spending time at the library keeps me from overstaying my welcome at Hot Off the Press.
Well, Anthony, I hear, through the grapevine, you have plans that might cause you to overstay.
Green told you.
Surprised?
Not at all.
Mind if I sit?
Please.
Definitely not the direction I expected you to go in.
I needed a change, and it feels right.
Have you spoken to Walter about it yet?
Not yet. I'm still doing my research. And I want to make sure Haley's on board before I do anything.
Interesting.
What?
No, it's interesting. I'm just taking it all in.
What's interesting is your inflection on the word interesting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your whole expression changed when I mentioned Haley's name.
Okay, maybe I heard something about that too.
Please don't blow it out of proportion. That has nothing to do with my plans.
Whether it does or doesn't has no bearing. It's a great idea, and I hope it works out.
Rachel, it's not what you think.
You don't need to explain it to me.
I really think I do.
We're not together. I have no claim on who you might have feelings for.
I don't have feelings for Haley.
Anthony, it's okay.
No, you're not listening. I don't have feelings for Haley. I never did.
But I heard.
I know what you heard. That was a deflection that Max fabricated, one that apparently caused more problems than it solved.
Does that mean you have feelings for Maureen?
It means I've entertained the idea of dating Maureen at a moment or two in time, and maybe wouldn't rule it out in the future. The only person I have feelings for right now is you. But, like you said, we're not together.
Anthony.
I know. I don't want to have this conversation with you either. But I also don't want you to be thinking something else is true when it isn't.
You have to know. I can't be with anyone right now.
Rachel, I'm not asking you to. I know what you're going through. Well, I don't know. But I understand the facts of what you're going through. The last thing I want to do is add to that. It's why I backed off. You and me. We're talking right now. That's all I want.
I appreciate that. More than you know.
I've been paying attention. And I'm learning.
I know one thing I need to learn.
And what's that?
I really need to stop getting my gossip from Maureen.
You and me both.
Is she still in the bathroom?
Yeah, well, you should have seen it. It was everywhere.
No, thank you.
Oh, the look on your mother's face. Priceless.
Dad, please stop picking on Mom.
Oh, she loves it.
She does not.
In case you haven't noticed, she gives as good as she gets.
Matt, will you please help me talk some sense into Dad?
Have you forgotten who you're talking about?
I gotta tell you, it's really great seeing you boys getting along these days.
Yeah, it's been fun.
You know, it's a shame you two only get to see each other a couple of times a year.
Funny you should say that, Dad. I've actually got something to...
Don't you want to wait until Mom and Lisa...
It might actually be better to give him a heads up.
A heads up for what? What's going on?
Well, you see, Dad, I'm not sure how to tell you this, so I'll just come right out with it.
You're having another baby.
No.
You're not?
No, we are. That's just not what... Wait. How did you know that?
Lucky guess. Your wife's been especially giddy the past few days, That, and she has that stereotypical glow, am I right?
Yes, she's due sometime in June.
Amazing timing, I gotta say. While we're gambling, what do you suppose the chances are that baby will be born on Davy's birthday?
I'm going to guess 1 in 30.
Well, so if it wasn't that, what were you trying to tell me just now?
Well...
Jordan's all cleaned up. Sorry, Mark, I had to take him out of his costume. He was a mess. What's going on?
See, that's the glow I was talking about.
No, this is confusion. Matt?
He guessed about the baby, but I was trying to tell him the other thing.
With Alice still in the bathroom?
Yes.
You're sure?
No, but...
Okay.
So, as I was trying to say, Dad,
I think I managed to get it all cleaned up. I just hope it doesn't ruin the material.
So much for that plan.
What plan is this?
Well, Maddie's trying to tell me something awkward and important that isn't Lisa being pregnant again.
Lisa's pregnant again?
Yeah, but that's not the news.
Lisa, you're pregnant again?
I am.
But it's so soon.
We're well aware of that, Mom.
Yet here we are. I'm going to have a pre-summer baby. Or maybe even a summer baby. Depends on the day in June.
Well, how do you feel about June 18th? That's Davy's birthday. They can share.
If it's all the same to you, I'd rather not have to share my birthday.
I'm afraid it's a little out of my control.
Sort of like this conversation is getting.
Sorry, Maddie. What were you trying to say?
I was trying to tell you that... Oh, for crying out loud.
Don't worry. I've got it.
Tommy will never believe this when I tell him.
Trick or treat!
Oh, you are all adorable! What are you supposed to be?
I'm a cat. I'm a ninja. I'm Superman.
Wait, Davy, how can he be Superman if you're Clark Kent?
Dad.
What does that mean?
Never mind. Long story. Don't want to get into it.
Well, here you go. Happy Halloween.
Now that you mention it, with those glasses, you kind of look like... I don't know why I never noticed that before.
Can we please get back to my news?
Take it easy, Matthew. We're listening.
Thank you.
Okay. Once again, I am trying to tell you that I... Son of a bitch.
I'll check on him.
Lisa, I'll take care of him.
Oh, I don't know. I really should be the one to...
Don't worry. I'll be fine.
But...
Lisa, please just let him go.
So you were saying?
I was saying that I...
What now?
I was making sure nothing else was going to happen.
Matt got offered a promotion.
Lisa!
We would have been here all night.
Congratulations. Lissy, did you hear that? Our boy got offered a promotion.
Mark, I'm standing right next to you. Of course I heard it. Matthew, that's wonderful news. Did you get a big bump in salary?
A bit, yeah, but I need to tell you something else.
Well, you'll definitely need a bigger salary if you're going to have a second baby.
Dad. Please.
They'll probably need a bigger house.
What are you talking about? They've got plenty of room.
Dad.
I suppose if they want to give up their guest room.
Who's going to stay over with two screaming babies to contend with?
How about a visiting grandparent?
Mom?
You live 5 miles down the road and I live 3. Do we really need to stay over?
Both of you, shut up.
I beg your pardon.
Hey, sorry. I couldn't find the...
Dave!
It can wait.
The job is in Boston.
Boston?
Yes.
Did he just say Boston?
That's what I heard.
My baby boy is moving to Boston?
Yeah, I know. And he's bringing his parents and an unborn sibling with him.
I was talking about you, Matthew.
Oh, nice to hear.
You really want to pack up and move so far away?
It's not something I would have chosen on my own, but it's a really great opportunity for both of us.
But you have family here.
We'll have family there, too. Well, we'll have Dave, anyway.
When did it become Pick on Dave Day?
I suppose nothing I say will talk you out of it.
I want to see where this opportunity goes.
Fine. You have a year.
What?
You have a year to find out if it's the right choice for you.
What does that even mean?
That's how much time it took your brother to realize he found a new home. So you have a year.
And after that?
Oh, after that, I will start with the guilt trips.
Wait a minute. I got the guilt trips from day one.
Well, what can I say? Matthew can handle things on his own. You, David, you need your mother's help to get you to your conclusion.
Whoa, score one for Lissy.
What just happened here?
I think you just got burned.
Yeah, I felt that. I'm going to go back to taking care of Jordan now.
Actually, you can take care of those little trick-or-treaters.
Sure, whatever.
We love you, Dave.
Putting Two and Two Together, Season 2, Episode 45, California Screamin'. Written, produced, and directed by Peter Cosmas Sophronis. Based on his original play, Two and Two Together. Alice Williams was played by Kathleen Wachowski. Matt Sharp was played by Nick Gould. Lisa Sharp was played by Amanda O'Donnell. David Sharp was played by Adam Haru. Mark Sharp was played by Will Daly. Tommy Hansen was played by Dan Murray. Rachel Hansen was played by Jenny Fielding. Anthony Wallace was played by Chris Rose. The trick-or-treaters were played by Jem, QJ, and Emery O'Dwyer. Sound engineering by Dan Murray. Sound editing by Peter Cosmas Sophronis. Theme music by Valerie Forgione. Special thanks to Leonard Kaplan, Ian Daly, Dan Murray, and Alicia O'Dwyer. The script of the original play, Two and Two Together, is available for purchase at Amazon.com. In addition to these weekly Season 2 episodes, 9 episodes of Season 0 and 24 episodes of Season 1 are available on most podcast platforms. For further information, please visit www.petersophronis.com. On behalf of the cast and crew, thank you for listening to this episode. Please tune in next week for another episode of Putting Two and Two Together, Season 2.